Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Sadly, I just got stuck in the office kitchen a little bit ago with a coworker, and it was just one of those small talk moments.
Okay.
Hey, what you doing this weekend? I'm sure the wife's got a to-do list for me. Hey, did you watch the game last night? Missed it. Anything else going on? Not much. You good? Yeah, I'm good. Oh. Well, see you later.
That's funny. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know. And he turned around. He's like, we just had one of those moments, didn't we? I was like, it was a moment, man. Like, it's a small talk moment on a Friday morning.
Remember it forever.
Have a great weekend. You have a great weekend. I would imagine a lot of people are going to be getting their drink on this weekend.
Oh, really?
Specifically Sunday. Why?
Yeah.
Why, Jer? Dry January is wrapping up this weekend.
Oh.
Time to get your drink on Sunday, February 1st. Crack a cold one. I was trying to do it. I broke it during the Broncos game, the last Broncos game.
Yeah, the AFC Championship.
I had a little whiskey and Coke.
I think a lot of people
for
broke
good reason.
Dry
yeah.
January during
they
that
broke
game.
It that game.
Like, my buddy Alan's like, you want one? I was like, yeah, why not? We're close enough. Close enough. What'd you guys do yesterday?
Katie, you want to go first? You want me to?
Sure. I actually forgot that Bridgerton season 4 dropped yesterday on Netflix, and I saw a bunch of people posting it on social media, and I was like, oh my goodness, today just got so much better, because I am such a fan of that show. And this season, because every season they focus on one of the Bridgertons finding love, right? So this season, it's Benedict Bridgerton, and he is my favorite. And I didn't realize that there's a whole book series tied to this show.
Really?
And so I saw somebody say, like, this is my favorite book of the series. I'm like, oh, we're getting ready for it. And already it is so scandalous. There are so many fun things. And I don't
is
know.
Is it naughty?
It's naughty. And I don't know if you know about Bridgerton and something that they're famous for. And it's my favorite part about the show. But they take hits that we play right here on Mix 100, The Weeknd, Usher, and they turn it into like old school classical music. And they play it as part of the theme songs and stuff for the whole series. And I just love it. Yesterday it was Usher's DJ Got Us Fallen in Love. Can you imagine that with a little
with like
string
a harpsichord?
I know. It's
wow.
So
I gotta
interesting.
Hear it.
So yeah, I just love that show. So it was 4 episodes, 1 hour each. I cracked through 3.5 of them. So I am, and I almost watched it all, but it was like 8:30 at night and my bedtime is 8 o'clock. I'm like,
I gotta ease
get
up.
Some sleep. I know. I need to
foot
have
off the gas
something
here.
To look forward to tomorrow. So I will watch the final rest of the
Bridgerton
episode.
10 is one of the ones knickknack like.
I bet it is.
Is it got that Hot Prince guy in it?
Yeah, but again, that was just the first season, and then he's no longer a part of it. I can't even remember. That was but that's what got everybody
good.
Hooked, and he was so handsome. Oh,
that
I'm
guy.
Trying to remember his
yeah,
name now.
Yeah, I looked
now,
him
but
up.
Yeah,
that guy.
He is so handsome.
That's like the consensus such, amongst the mom group that I'm a part of.
I think that's what got everybody going is there were like, you know what, it reminds you of like the, you know, old school romantic kind of love where staring into somebody's eyes was so seductive, you know, like in this show, like they'll grab the woman's hand and kiss the inside of her wrist. And
really?
I almost died right there on my couch.
Should we bring that back?
I think we should. That is so romantic, and this is such small gesture that means so much. Like, oh, I'm melting.
Who can
right
I do
now.
That to? That I can get away with
duh.
It? Oh, just
your wife. Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe if we had a meeting here at work, I could go around and kiss everybody's wrist. Before
you can
it
do
starts.
That to our boss. Yeah, I bet you Big Rob would
go
appreciate
up to Kevin.
It,
yeah, Big Rob's. Yeah, I don't
Big
know.
Big Rob would really like that. If you
I don't
do
know
that.
About that.
Man, you guys are close. I could see that.
Should I do it today?
You just should. You should. You just be like, sir. I just want to show you
when he comes in today, I'm
going to
grab his wrist
mean
and
to
kiss
me.
It.
Yeah, you should. But you have to
you
do the because you
oh,
have
yeah.
to like grab him by his upper arm and then caress all the way down
and then
grab
in,
it
and it's
then
just
kiss
right there.
It and,
right there.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the sweet spot.
You're kissing the inside of your wrist?
The inside of the wrist right there. Like,
let's,
so sexy.
Let's get a, well, let's plan
that's our
that.
Friday
so
video.
When he comes in, I want you to be recording. And
okay.
I'm gonna try to do it.
Yeah.
I swear to you, he's probably going to shove me to the ground.
He's probably just going to be in shock. Like,
you know what's going to be weird, though, is if he grabs me and pulls me in for like a lip kiss after I do that.
We should put some wagers down on
we
how this is going to go.
We have the cameras rolling, you guys.